The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Jared. He is our paid traffic extraordinaire, but I think sometimes he gets not, I don't want to say lack of credit, but he doesn't get the credit he should for being a good marketer. And I believe it or not, you know, I'll say this in front of God and everybody, Jared, I actually like Jared better as a marketer and a thinker than I do as a paid ads thing. And I know, I think you think of yourself as a paid ads guy and you're good at it. I'm not downplaying that piece, but I see paid ads people as a skill like welding, but a marketer is like more of someone that could be an architect. Like yeah, I could design the thing that the welders go into. So I don't think I've ever told you that. So I'm telling you that now for the first time in front of whoever may be eavesdropping on our conversation.
Cool.
So thanks. Yeah, is that good or bad? Yeah. Well, how do you feel about that? Like, cause I know your identity is more paid guy.
Yeah. I for me, it's part of adding to the skill sets. And so it's, you know, I could be a paid marketing guy. What a lot of paid media guys do is they just kind of, it's like a tax guy. There's like tax guys that just like you hand them the numbers and they do the numbers for you and they give them back to you. And then there's like tax strategists that are like, oh, I have tax codes that I know I can get you through. And so I put myself more into that area of more of a strategist than I am just a number pusher.
And from a business owner standpoint, way more valuable. Like I just at least twice as much in the marketplace for money. And then as what I would be interested in hiring or using, like I would have no value for a, you know, unless I'm an agency, that just doesn't even make sense. So yeah, I like that. Okay. And that's why we have him on, by the way. If Jared was just a Facebook ads guy, we wouldn't have him on very often. Cause how often can you talk about, you know, ad sets and stuff like that? Okay. The reason I bring all that up is today I want to talk about something a little different. We usually want to have Jared because he's so good at paid ads. We talk a lot about paid ads or even organic traffic. What we neglect might be too strong of a word, but I'm going to use it. What we often neglect is the conversation about using the right tool for the right job. Like, what is the difference between who my client is and where they go? So I just wanted to kind of lay a little bit of a my thoughts foundationally. And then Jared and I, one of my other favorite things about Jared is we think about things pretty differently. So it's cool to get in a room with him and he almost always has a different take. Okay. So the big thing is when we come to selling cleaning services, we want to grow our company and we do a lot of, well, I saw a Facebook ad, a YouTube ad, a cold email ad, a telemarketing ad, fill in the blank of the ad, which paradoxically usually isn't in the methodology that they're doing. Telemarketing people send you cold emails, not telemarketing paid ads. People will send you direct mail. Like your thing works so good. You should at least be using your thing. I'm just saying. There's a bonus. That's just a thought there. But we kind of get into like, which is quote unquote, the right way to advertise, which would be like me saying, what's the right t-shirt? Well, the right t-shirt for me might be different than my bride. And it probably is going to be different if I'm going to a wedding than if I'm working out. So for residential, the sales cycle is very short. It is very reasonable for someone to decide they want something, go online, make a call, do whatever they're going to do. And within a week, sometimes within 24 hours, sometimes within 2 or 3 hours, have that problem solved. So the places that you're going to go, the messaging and offers you're going to give need to recognize that. Now, if you go to those same places with the same message to commercial, you're going to have some trouble because commercial is not like that. Usually what happens is they've got a low grade fever for an extended amount of time until they finally pop. Either because they've got good marketing, like, well, this is just stupid. This cleaner I have now is annoying me. He's, you know, at a 4 out of 10 annoyance, but this advertising seems like it could go down to a 0 and he's making it so easy and I can't help myself. That's really good advertising. And then sometimes they get up to an 8 or 9 or 10 and then just physically going, I will clean if you give me money can sometimes do it. But that advertising or marketing strategy might be a little long-term. Like we're going to have less call to action, let's buy this thing now, but we're going to do it more often for a longer period of time. The good news is, you know, an average residential client at the recording now might be $350 a month. An average commercial could be $1,000 to $5,000, maybe $10,000. So it's okay for that return on investment. So that's the first thing I want to do is who's your client? What is their buying cycle? That I'd love Jared's thoughts on that. I'm going to give one more and then I'll let him answer both at the same time. The second is online versus offline. And I'm kind of, I'm not kind of, I'm older than Jared. So I've got, I think a little more experience when that was offline. There was no online and offline. There was just marketing. It was all offline. That's just what existed. And in Jared's world, I think he's heard of things like the Yellow Pages, but probably hasn't ever run an ad or written a check or even written copy for something like that. Man, I'm sounding feeling a little old as I record this, but here we are. And I think sometimes the same thing. It's like, well, which is better, online or offline? And for me, I think, well, it really depends. Same thing. They're just different. So if I'm looking for something where I can get money now, I want to get a client quick, and I want to be able to physically do it, then telemarketing, cold calling is not fun, but it's super effective for like, I want something now. I don't have any money. I just have time. Those could be great. We don't teach a lot of them because they're not really scalable, right? Like if you want to get your first 5 or 10 clients that way, great. But God forbid you take a vacation or take your foot off the gas. Now all of a sudden it doesn't work. A funnel might take months and a couple of thousands of dollars. You know, cold calling could just be literally picking up the phone, like, hey dude, got some money. Can I have some? Want a bid? Whatever you want that to look. Or, you know, you could literally for a dollar, I have no idea what a stamp cost, write a letter, like there's, or physically move your body to their space and talk to their face. Like there's so many free ways that not super scalable, right? Like, I don't know that tell, you know, well, again, obviously you could pay someone else to do all this sort of nonsense, but anyway, so the two questions I had for Jared are thoughts on how we sell or how we think about marketing for residential, i.e. short sales cycle, commercial, i.e. long sales cycle, and when and how we might use offline, which has its strengths, i.e. it's kind of cheap and you can get going right now, and weaknesses, i.e. it's not real scalable, and then online, kind of opposite of that. It takes a little longer. You have to be a little smarter, a little more sophistication, but once you get that ball rolling, it'll roll without you for a little while. All right. That's the landscape. I feel like it's a paint my numbers. I kind of put in the thing. I'm like, paint it up, Jared, put your color on, man.
Cool. So one of the things that I think it would be is really a step that's not taken often. And so when we think about marketing, we think about how do I get somebody in my world is what we care about. How do I get someone to do what we want? The step that needs to take place is that you need to do like an internal exercise first to say, who am I? What is my voice? How do I communicate? And we call these core values is what this kind of ties into. And then taking that into your marketing. And so I guess what I see a lot of are people trying to act as professional as they can. And if every person who came into our program, we taught them to speak very professionally, we would just be creating a line of robots of people who all sound the same and talk the same, just like their competitors. And it's very difficult to have any marketing message when you're just trying to be as professional as you can. So what I like to do and have people think about is I say, what makes them different than their competitors? We start there. So right off the bat, if I was to choose between you and this guy, what's going to make me want to choose you? And I get them. Do you want to say something?
I did, because I've got such a perfect example that I think got it instantly. Mm-hmm. This is not a political thing, but Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump was such a good picture of this. And again, if you look at Trump, you may love him or hate him. That's up to you. But none of you don't know who, you know what I'm saying? If I said bombastic or loud or proud or arrogant or confident or bold, most people would agree with that. And some people go, that's why I hate him. Great. And others go, that's why I love him. Great. You know, make America great again. Very definitive statement. Hillary said, I think I'm with her, which is very like, and again, I'm not promoting a candidate, but I'm absolutely promoting a marketing. And again, no offense to Trump's folks. She was a way better candidate. Like he was so hard. He had so much baggage, but he was such a good marketer. So I think that's a really good example of, and again, I'm guessing about half of you think she would have been a better president and half of you think he would have been the better president or was a better president. Doesn't matter. She had so much more on her side. His marketing definitively was better. So that's a perfect example. And by the way, the reason I want to use that example is the reason we want to be professional is we won't offend anybody, but that you won't get, no one will memorize you either. Like if we're all being like, if Jared and I, like if for those of you on the YouTube, I'm a little unshaven, I'm old and craggly. Jared's got his hair up in a bun. We are wild. And if you just listen for 10, it's like we're wildly different people. And I'm guessing if I was like, I'm going to be professional coach and Jared was instructed to be professional coach, you wouldn't really, you could tell our voices apart, but you couldn't tell what we were saying. But when I'm like, Jared, be Jared, Mike, be Mike. Yeah, we're probably going to turn some people off. Like not my bag, but we are going to turn people on. And when it's especially something that could be commoditized like cleaning, be a Trump, or, and you don't have, I'm not saying be like Trump, but be that guy where everybody's like it or hate him, I know who that dude is. So that's a really good picture of, because I don't want people to think like, I've got to be this thing that everybody's going to like. Like, I think that's what Hillary was doing. And it was to some degree unlikable, you know what I'm saying? Like, she should have won by all stakes. So just being that like middle, whatever, I'm trying to think of, actually, like any president, you know, Mitt Romney didn't win. It's a perfect example of, I'm going trying to hit both the Republicans and Democrats. Yeah. Perfect example of a super sweet guy, like the least offensive man on the human, on the face of the planet. Probably would have been a great president, but just had no, he was super professional. Like any, you know, any decent looking guy in a suit could have probably just filled in. Trump, like him or hate him, ain't nobody gonna throw him for that. Like, he's him. All right. I just thought that was such a good example I wanted to share. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's, and it's a principle in marketing that it's, if you, if everybody likes you, you're not gonna sell. If everybody loves you, that's when you start to sell. But with love comes hate. So you have to aim for love, knowing that there's gonna be hate that follows, and that's okay. That's part of business. You're doing it right. If that's the case, if everybody hates you, we're gonna evaluate. But if we're aiming for love and we get love, just know hate's going to follow it, but you're doing something right. And so
go ahead. Well, we're just, you're saying something that's such a relational thing. That's, this is global truth that just, you're applying it to marketing so beautifully, Jared. The opposite of love is not hate, it is apathy. So what Jared's saying is, if you, it's okay if everybody loves you, but the opposite of that's not okay. And you're like, hate? No, apathy. And I don't care because I don't know you. Like, how could I know you? You're the same empty suit that every other freaking dude is. So just, that works in life, by the way, is much, much worse for someone, you know, I forget, there's a, God dang it, there's a thing where two guys got into a I think it was Mad Men. Yes, it was Mad. So any of you Mad Men fans that found out there, Don Draper's this, you know, big advertising guy. And he gets in a thing with somebody and he's like, you know, what do you have to say? You know, like somebody's trying to say something rude to him. He's like, I don't even know who you are. And he just walked out. Like, it wasn't like the guy who's trying to get under skin, you know, hate, and he could have responded with hate. He was just so apathetic. Like, I don't even know who you are. Like, you can't even hurt me. I didn't even know you're a person that existed in the world. And this guy's all uptight with his, you know, their vigor. So when it comes to marketing, we're not looking for hate, but if it's hate or apathy, I'll take hate every time. As long as they're, like you said, like Jared said, there's gotta be some love. But just remember, just like Jared said, we want love, but we don't want the opposite of love, which is apathy, not hate. And if we got to get a little hate to get a lot of love, pay the price every time.
Yep. Perfect. And so with all of it, once you start to kind of recognize that I don't want to fall into the bubble, I'm going to do something different. We have that different conversation. And then I say to the, once we have that different conversation, let's talk what makes you better. And we start, that's when they can start to say, well, it's more this, it's more this, it's more this. And so now you know what makes you different. You know what makes you better. And that's your marketing core. These are the things that I do differently. This is how I speak. I think Spencer, we've brought him up a lot. Spencer Ward's marketing, I have always really enjoyed. He's a big 6'6". Yeah, just a kind of Idaho boy. And he just leans into that. He leans into the fact that he's just this, big Idaho potato. And it works. Yeah, that guy has built a business using that marketing message. And it's his videos are funny. They just, everything falls under that. And so you enjoy it. You follow him. You appreciate him. And what humans like to do is label things. And so when we can label Spencer as the trustworthy, the loyal, the helpful, the big Idaho boy, we connect instantly. Oh, I know this type. We connect it. We label him. And now going forward, he can sell us because we have that connection. And so that's the invitation I usually start with is like, who are you and how can we connect with other people through this label? And then from there, how can we scale and grow with what you're doing? So, hey.
And to close the loop on Spencer, just if anyone wants more, because I'm love to brag on my friend Spencer, who's a client and a friend and just a good guy, NuClean. He also has the Pocatello business podcast and great example of, Spencer's hard to hate. If you don't like Spencer, something wrong with you, but he's not normal. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't call him professional. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's, and maybe he is a quiet. I'm sure some people are like, not for me. I could see you doing that, but he's, just check out Spencer. Spencer, if you're listening, love you, brother. NuClean, Pocatello business podcast. A great example of what would that look like in a pretty boring business, like a cleaning company. And he does a good job of like, I'm way out there and saying stuff. Spencer does a much better job, as does Jared, of being their own person without pushing it to insane. So if you're like, I'm not ready to be a crazy knucklehead like Mike, but I do want to have my own personality. Again, don't try and be Spencer, but you can go see how he's him and go, oh, okay, I can see what that could look and feel like for me to be me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect. It's New Clean. It's NU. And then it's clean with an E at the end. NewCleanE.com.
He is a client. I did not help. My name is Mike Campion. I do not approve of that name, but that's okay. He's doing really well anyway.
Doing really well.
Hey, new friend. Love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content. You just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on. We'll see you there. How does all that relate to... Because again, there's the one thing of I want to be me, right? And I think one of the biggest things, like when we do core values, is people be like, show up on time and, you know, good penmanship and be the best cleaner. And just like a lot of things they think their people are going to want, but that's not really who they are. How right. do we, but then there does have to be the reality of my clients are commercial or residential or moms or facilities managers. How do I keep my meanness, right? Not be the same dude, but also realize how do I kind of, we talked about early with the knowing your market and creating, or knowing your perfect prospect and creating your market to fit that. Well, now you've added the extra layer of, and still being me.
Yeah. Let's say that you are, let's think of a quick example here. Let's say that you are a masterful multitasker. That's just who you are as a person. My gosh, I am so good at having 900 things on my plate and getting them done. And what you do is you recognize that this is who I am. This is what I'm good at. This is what this is. And then you say, who can I connect to who may be struggling in this area that I can come in and be not just a cleaner, but someone who's going to help them better multitask what they're doing. I'm going to come in and really take this off their plate and have messaging in my mess in the way I communicate and the way I talk about allowing them to be better at having more opportunities in their life. That's a way different messaging than I'll come in and wipe your counters and then you'll pay me and I'll leave. It's instead of, hey, I'm gonna unlock a skill in your life by taking this part out and walking you through this. And that's what's gonna resonate with people. And so when we go back to the labeling, what's the labeling? They're like, I like this girl because she fills in the blanks. She does this for my business, or she does this for me, or she doesn't just clean, she does this. And that's when we start to unlock certain things. And so I know there was another person in our community. I cannot think off the top of my head.
So I'm going to buy Jared some time to think about who that person is so he can sleep at night. The one thing you pick that meanness, that whatever you want to be, can be whatever you want. The only thing it shouldn't be is cleaning, right? So I'm the best cleaner. I'm a better cleaner. I've talked to 10,000 y'all and half y'all say you're the best. Well, if 5,000 people say they're the best, just by the virtue of logic, 4,999 are either lying or mistaken. So... And again, that's a commoditizable skill, right? So, and even if it's something like I'm the nicest or I care more, as long as that's really who you are and not just what you think they want, that's fine. But it's got to be something that can really be unique to you. Like Spencer's one of the great things about him. Not only is he this big hulking man, but he's the sweetest guy ever. Like if you like teddy bear or like just the nicest guy is probably how. So for Spencer, he could pull it off. Like for me, I might go, oh, you guys want nice. I should be nice. And I try to be nice. And I try to be loving, but I just don't think, you know, if I gave you five adjectives, that would be for me. Jared might get it. He'd be like funny or inquisitive. So just as you're thinking about what you is, don't make it about cleaning and don't make it about something that you can ideally get out competed on. Natalie, my wife and I, when we see like world's greatest subs or best, you know, world's America's favorite furniture, we always make the joke of like, yeah, the America's second favorite furniture is right next door. They really struggled. Like when you make these ridiculous claims that are unverifiable. And when you hear, and when everybody says America's best eyeglasses, like what does that mean? Say the fastest eyeglasses, the best looking ladies to get you your eyeglasses, the most stylish eyeglasses, the most expensive, whatever, pick something, but yeah. Best is just, you know, I'm the best cleaner. It would be, you know, Phoenix's best cleaning company. Like that really means nothing. No one's like, well, crap, they're the best. We might as well, you know, it just immediately becomes noise. All right. Did I buy you enough time to think of the human?
Yeah, I can't think of I would like to give a shout out to the company. I can't think of who they are, but I remember when it was at an event, we were talking to them and they were about caring for other people. We care. And so this doesn't just mean like, okay, so this is what we do. We're going to make sure when we leave a gift. That's our care. Like they went over beyond. And I remember it was from the employee standpoint, the employees were getting a lot of love and care from this person. I remember it was from the clients. There was a lot of care and love that went into like the after packages and all this kind of stuff that was going into that. And it was just an overall, like she gave to charity. Like it was just this, that was her brand. It was this really giving, giving thing. And you can see if you got into her ecosystem that her employees were being treated well, you were being treated well. It was very gift centric. I think it was like the love language of gift. And so it was like, there was gifts everywhere. And then she was giving profits to other people. Like this whole thing became this. And so instead of just being like, I give my money to charity, it's like, good for you. She used it as a branding opportunity to brand her entire ecosystem with this giving principle. And now what can I do? You can, here I am sitting on a podcast and I remember, and I'm able to pull this up and say, look, I have all the cleaning companies I remember with. I have one that's in my head right now. It's that giving girl that's here. And so it worked, it connected. And I've been with the company for 3 years. It was a long time ago. I remember this and it's still bouncing around in my brain. And so it just shows you the power of being able to pull out those attributes and then swirl them into your ecosystem. And so that it becomes a label. And as humans, we label things. And so then you become labeled, you become rememberable. And now you stand out from your competitors, all professional, but a Spencer, for example.
Yeah, that's such a great point. And again, I don't know why I'm on a Trump kick today. again, like him or hate him. And just so you guys know my position, I both love and hate certain things that I thought were great and certain things I'm like, oh, that's just awful. So if you're like, where does he stand? I don't know. He's got a lot of strengths, a lot of weaknesses.
I think that's how most America feels.
Yeah, there's some to love and plenty to hate. But anyways, we don't need to get that. But it's a little mean spirit. I wouldn't have done it, but Lion Hillary and I can't, you know, Ron the Sanctimonious, like just all these little label, like Jared said it perfect. Like he's a master, like he's a master. Love him or hate him. The marketing he's freaking phenomenal at. And by the way, learn from your enemies, learn from your friends. Like there's learn from everybody, but it's exactly it. I would say the label's probably, if he weren't able to do that or hadn't done that, I don't know that he wins the election. I agree. Just that ability to label people. And it's so stupid, like Lion Hillary, like what are we in sixth grade? It wasn't even good, but it just Make America Great. Again, that's a label versus I'm with her. One was wildly effective. One was kind of non-memorable. So I just want to show you what that labeling looks like. And it doesn't have to be fancy. It's, you know, everyone's going to agree Ron DeSanctimonious isn't like the cleverest thing in the world, but by goodness, and I do like Ron DeSantis, what he's done in Florida looks amazing, but I can remember it, right? So that there's power in the label. Okay. So as we're wrapping up, I would love to take this really lovely foundation that you poured, Jared. You're like, okay, now what does that look like day to day as I'm trying to build a marketing strategy around my either commercial or residential, and then physically, like, okay, now that I know that I'm going to be me and I know that I'm going to offer not just a clean crap better than anyone else, but to really bring a value to, you know, unlock, like you said, some portion or some ability or some new level in their life. That's the foundation. So that's, I don't want you guys to be like, oh, get to it. I'm like, that was it, where that's 85% of it. You know, there's still 15% of where do I put that message and how do I go? And I want you to touch on that a bit, but all of what Jared's going to say in the future, if you don't have the messaging right, you know who your person is, you don't have a guy, you know, he's the teddy bear, he's super sweet. Very, very, very difficult, you know, quote unquote, Facebook ads or whatever the thing of the day, TikTok, whatever the thing is today, without the right messaging, just about garbage. With the right messaging, even if you don't have the right media, it can still be effective. So that said, I think you've done a great job with the first 85%, taking the rest of the 15%, like how do we get a little, not granular, but tactical on that?
Yeah. So this is what's going to make you, when you go to do your online messaging, a lot of you are going to sit there looking at your computer and thinking, I don't know what to say. Best cleaner in town. Amazing discounts, you know, whatever it is that you're going to say. So when you have the foundation, this 85%, all marketing is, it's just messaging. It's 100% what it is. And so when you have this messaging that you're able to sit here, now it becomes that you have a canvas that you're willing to paint on and know what to paint. And that's usually the hardest part, is like, I just don't know what to say. So now we reverse engineer it and we say, where are my people? What are they searching for? Where do they spend their time? And then we start to integrate into those areas. And so when it comes to residential, we know that most of our residential are the people who are making the decisions of having their homes clean usually are female based. And so where do females between 30 and 50 hang out? Usually on Facebook. Where are we going to promote our stuff on Facebook? Now I'm in this location. I know that a lot of the moms have a Facebook group or have something that's going on that they're doing some stuff. I'm going to enter into these things and start to promote within here. I'm going to run ads to this audience here. From a commercial standpoint, I know that a lot of, you know, maybe if you go the Dream 100 route, like, you know who these people are, you have a niche that you're trying to attract. Like, how much better is your marketing going to be if you're like, I'm going to be hitting all of the physical therapists and dentists and doctors kind of in my area. Well, now my messaging is going to change. I'm not just like, hey, clean. I am speaking directly to what it is that they are struggling with using these principles of what makes me better, what makes me different, that love, hate, and bringing that into what you're doing. And there's going to be people who love you and people who are not, don't care, but the people who love are the people who are going to take action. And that's how you can get this foundation really moving for you.
Such a great point. So I would say start with who you are and what you have to offer that's unique. Then figure out who your client is and what unique problem they have and maybe a unique way that you can solve it. And then you go, okay, where do they go to solve that? And Jared made some really good online examples. Let's talk offline. So for moms, being married to a mom who's in that age range that Jared laid out, I know my wife works out. So is there a yoga studio or a gym nearby that is, you know, especially like, I don't have curves anymore, but like a female based gym. My wife's crazy and into guns. So I don't know if that's a thing, but if all of your clients were female and into guns, you can get a lot of eyeballs on a very specific channel there, especially when you're, and that's the other thing when you're doing this local, oh my gosh, is it easy, right? Like if I want to get, you know, Donald Trump or Arnold Schwarzenegger on my podcast or something like that, it's going to be a tough get. Yeah. But if I want the state senator of Arizona on my podcast or the head of the moms group in Arizona on my podcast, super easy. Now the national group, if I try and get that, or the global group, if I try and get the president of that on, it's going to be tough. But if I get the president of my little thing, not so tough. So offline, there's a lot of like, where do they physically go? Where does their attention go? And as opposed to trying to create attention, you just find where the attention already is and just slip your message in front of that, which if it's the right message is going to be effective. So again, if you're guys, craggly old men like me or craggly young guys like Jared, and you put it in, you know, a lady's yoga class, you're probably not going to get that right. You know, like for Jared, right, you put it on some sort of basketball, I don't say nerd, but like not just like, you know, hey, we're advertising on the physical game, but like I'm going to dive way in. Then, you know, those can be very, very cheap, but it's such a targeted market. You can do it. All right. That's all I had. Anything to sum up before we wrap up?
No, I think to add what you're saying, I think that there's a lot of strategic partnerships that can take place and stuff like that as well. And so you have the yoga studio that is looking to get clients and is looking to grow. And you have yourself who's looking to get clients, looking to grow. There could be some strategic partnerships that take place there. Like, hey, I could be offering people when I'm done a little gift to go yoga after I'm done cleaning. If when people come yoga, you want to offer them a little gift about a clean, we'll just work together. And that's a great way to do some offline marketing.
Yeah. And the cool thing is the concepts are exactly the same. So the execution online, offline, they're going to be a little different, but the concepts of how you figure it out, exactly. Like I was picking on Jared a tiny bit about the yellow pages because he's young, but if God forbid the yellow pages came back, Jared would do great because he still understands how people are. And when Facebook falls and TikTok's up and then TikTok falls and the next thing comes, a good marketer, you know, so a Facebook expert lives and dies by Facebook, especially Google SEO, all that crap. You live and die by, I hope they don't do another Google slap and, you know, whatever with AI and every, you know, it's just, you're very tenuous. But we understand how people work. As long as you're marketing to humans, it's like, I just need to find the eyeballs. And it's very easy to know where the eyeballs are. Someone else is aggregating that content. My job is to put out a message. It's compelling. There's always going to be a place that have those eyeballs for money, as long as you have a message that's compelling. All right. If that makes sense, put your eyeballs at growmycleaningcompany.com. And here's the thing. Some of you, I can't imagine you've listened this long and didn't like, maybe you like Jared and you're just here from him. You would be like, I would like more. I will go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You know what's there? More free, valuable stuff. I don't know if there's anything for sale. For those of you like, I don't want a cleaning company. I don't want this. This guy's an idiot. I don't like him. You probably won't go. That's okay. Right? So it's not about, again, the apathy is hopefully the only thing you didn't think at the end of this was, meh, I have no thoughts. So hopefully you have thoughts. Share them at growmycleaningcompany.com. We got a Facebook group, more podcasts, YouTube, yada, yada. Growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.